going to jump into a topic today that the Lord brought to me several years ago. And you guys know that I am pretty straightforward. You know, when the Lord deals with me on something, as He brings it back to my attention or brings it to my attention, I share it and I bring it out. You know why? Because I figure I'm just like you. And what God deals with me on, and if it's impactful and helpful to me, then it's going to be for you as well. So I relate to these teaching moments, if you will, that God brings to my life. But I can assure you, they're more than just moments. They are life lessons that have changed me for His good. So I don't take any of them lightly. Sometimes my reaction along the way might seem a little light, because I have to say God blows my mind more than once when He brings things to me. But I can have you rest assured that these are impactful life lessons that have molded me and changed me and begun making me, hopefully, to my goal, which is to be more like Him. So let me just get right into this topic. You know, if some of you have listened to maybe the videos that my husband's been putting out, you know, we've been really focused on a latter-day move of God coming forth and pressing the Lord for it, preparing ourselves to receive it. And that's really been our focus, and greater understanding in the Word of God and understanding who Christ is and all of these things. And that is most definitely the focus of my life. But I really felt like I had to come back and readdress this issue right here, because honestly, we can't go forward in what God has for us if we're not addressing some of these other underlying issues. And that's going to lead me to where I'm going today. So bear with me. Get your Bible, get a notepad, and let's get into the Word. Jonah 1, 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Okay, so right there we see that there has been an instruction, and clearly Jonah is a prophet, and so he knows the word of the Lord. He has a relationship with the true and living God. This isn't, you know, his first time out of the gate here. He has an established relationship with God, so he knows this God of heaven. He's very well acquainted with Him, and if He's His prophet, then He's accustomed to delivering His word. The next verse just surprises me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, why in the world would he run from the presence of the Lord? Him being a prophet of God, having this relationship with the God of heaven, why would he do that? And that really got puzzling me. And let me just give you a little brief history thing, because I don't want to get out in the weeds, but I just want to pull this together here. As I researched this, it turns out that Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, and the Assyrians were Israel's most dreaded enemy. The Assyrians flaunted their power before God in the world, and they were really very cruel. So as I thought about that, I thought, I bet Jonah really took it personal, these Assyrians and how they acted, and they're flaunting their power supposedly before God and all of that. And I think it really upset Jonah. I think there could have been some hatred in there, or just some not pleasant feelings in there. And as I pondered on that, But as I pondered on that, I got to thinking, well, okay, if he did not like these people, then why would he not have been pleased that God said that their wickedness had come up before him? Because why wouldn't he be thinking, oh, it's about time. They're about to get what they've got coming to them. I guess that's how I thought he would have been thinking. But you know what? He knew that true and living God, and he really did have a relationship with him. And he knew that the God of heaven is merciful. And he knew once he delivered that word of the Lord about their wickedness, that these people would repent and God would show them mercy. And his hatred or despise, whatever resentment he had toward these people, he didn't want God to bless them. Isn't that shocking? It was to me when I really began examining the story. And you say, Sister Lisa, what in the world? Where are you going with this? Well, let me tell you where I'm going with it. I'm going to tell you a true story. I was watching VeggieTales with my grandchildren, and it was about Jonah. And as the video comes to an end, lo and behold, the voice of the Lord speaks with him. He says, you have a hard heart like Jonah. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say about that. I couldn't deal with it right then. There were other people around. I was like, what? How can I have a hard heart? I couldn't believe it, y'all. I was humbled. I was horrified for God to tell me that. And as quick as I could, I got by myself. And I began petitioning the Lord for that situation in my life. And I said, how, Lord, do I have a hard heart? And that's when he had me go study the book of Jonah. And I began to see that just like Jonah, that there were people in my life. I told y'all, I tell you the truth. There were people in my life that I really didn't want God to bless. Oh, I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. But that is the truth, and I'm not one bit proud of it. God called my hand on it, and he showed me I had a hard heart like Jonah. And I had to deal with that. Do y'all know it was stopping me from going forward in God? And I was ineffectual as his minister. If I couldn't freely give of the Spirit of God to whomever he would lead me to. I know, y'all, I'm telling you a true story here. I want you to think about this. And I want you to look at your own life and find out, is there a Nineveh in your own life? Is there a situation that you just won't deal with and you just won't let God deal with within you? If there is, you can't go forward in him. You can't become like Christ, and you can't be effectual for him if you hold on to this. I am petitioning you, pleading with you as a sister in the Lord. Please let God deal with this. Please go to this place in your life with him and let him resolve these issues, because you don't want to be like Jonah and you don't want him telling you you have a hard heart. Trust me, the Lord and I have reconciled this, I can thankfully say. And he worked these things out of me. It wasn't a quick overnight process. I'm telling y'all, I had some real things I had to deal with in my life, and it came from hurt. That's what he also showed me. You look at Jonah. Ultimately, Jonah had to have been hurt by what he saw the Assyrians doing. And that hurt makes us put up a wall, and we are not able to just flow in the Spirit of God. And I had to deal with some pretty serious hurts in my life. But you know what God showed me? He's not the one that hurt me. It was man that hurt me. And when I began to surrender that hurt to the Lord and let him heal it and put his love, his peace, his compassion, his healing balm on those places in my heart, I began opening up in the Spirit of God. I began being much more effectual for him, and his love and compassion could really flow through me. Look, we can't just croak scripture and not live by them. We've really got to live by them. When he says love your enemy, he really means love your enemy. That's really what he means. When he says treat other people like you want to be treated, he really means treat other people like you want to be treated. And when he says you got hatred in your heart, it's like murder, it really means if you got hate in your heart, it's like murder. The word of God, we can't mess it up. We can't fool around with it. It means one thing. It means what it says, and we have to live by it. And it's his grace and his Spirit that allows us to do it. I want to just pass this on today. You know, there's more we could talk about with Jonah, but I really think I'll just leave it here today. If the Lord leads, I'll maybe get onto it a little bit more. But honestly, I will actually just end it with this. You know, the book of Jonah just ends very fast. It's very abrupt ending, and I've wondered about that. And I thought, you know, if Jonah was not going to go on with the Lord, then that was the end of his story. There was really nothing else to tell. I don't want that to be the case in my life, and I don't want that to be the case in your life. So let's go ahead and get these things resolved with the Lord. Find that Nineveh in your life, that thing that's causing your problem. your stumbling block, and let's get on back into the flow of the Spirit and the moving and the working of the Spirit of God so we can go and be those mature Christians that He is needing us to be in this hour. This generation needs us to come forth in the maturity of Christ. Let Him work within you today. God bless. Bye-bye.